length of the lulav. The length of the lulav is usually not a problem because all you need is four tefachim. Is everybody here from America, Rochester? Okay. We'll use both. Length of the lulav has to be four tefachim. Four tefachim, by the way, even the most stringent opinion of Chazon Ish is a little less than 40 centimeters, about 10 centimeters per tefach, which for American idiots is only 15 inches. That's nothing, right? That's about that much. You're never going to find a lulav that's short. I'll tell you a second where it's a problem. When you measure the length shaft of the lulav, the four tefachim of the lulav, it has to be on the shidra, on the spine. The spine is this main central green part that comes up from the bottom. I just picked the worst of the three. Get nice, fat, juicy. Here we go. See that? That's the shidra. Shidra goes up. The leaves branch off in this fashion, one after the other. And then, eventually, the shidra ends in the tiomet, which we'll discuss in a second. I'll tell you all about the tiomet. So when you're measuring for the four tefachim, it's got to be on the shidra. However, if you look at this shidra, you'll notice that the bottom leaf does not have a leaf parallel to it. The leaf that's parallel to it starts above it. Yeah? That bottom leaf that doesn't have a leaf parallel to it is called an ufta. You don't measure from that. So ufta means like a lone tree. Right? So you would measure from here. Not a big deal. 15 inches, 39 centimeters, what? It's like about that much. Not going to be a problem. When is it going to be a problem? I'll tell you in a second. The four tefachim that you need for your lulav really, really means three tefachim parallel to your hadassim plus one tefach. Meaning, your lulav must always be, I feel like I'm, your lulav must always be one tefach more than your hadassim. Okay? So the problem arises if you have a short lulav and you have tall hadassim. If your hadassim are tall and they're more than three tefachim and your lulav is short, and on the spine, you don't have a long way to go. Let's say you have about this much. Right? You need one tefach. That's a tefach from this to this. Yeah? 4 inches, about 10 centimeters. You need that there is this much margin above your hadassim. Your hadassim can't come above you. You got that? So usually, your lulav is always going to be long enough. The question is it going to be long enough in relationship to your hadassim? So if you get a short, this wouldn't be a problem. If you have a short lulav, sometimes you see like the cute little ones. Some people like the cute little ones, like this big. Okay? So then when you buy your hadassim, you really should measure it that you have one tefach of shidra, of spine, above your hadassim. That's it. You got it? Sure? One tefach of spine, right, of this guy, above your hadassim. And then you're good to go. Okay. Somebody asked me if you can just cut the hadassim shorter. The truth is, I'm pretty sure you can. As long as you don't need the extra length, you probably already learned the hadassim. How much, you know, you need a certain amount of meshulash, the majority of the meshulash. If you don't need the bottom, you can't cut from the top. Obviously, it's possible. But if you cut from the bottom to make it shorter, theory should be fine. Okay. That's with regard to the length and the shidra. The main issue that you're going to have whenever you deal with a lulav is the tiomet. That's where all the action is. That's where all the excitement is. That's the first thing you're going to identify. You're going to pick up your lulav, and you're going to find the shidra, and you're going to move your way up, and you're going to look for what's called the tiomet. The tiomet is the central double leaf in your lulav. Now, if you notice, you see there's a line in the middle? That's because it's two leaves glued together. Each one of these leaves is really actually a double leaf. Okay? One second. It is, honest. See that? On one side, it looks single. But it's really a leaf doubled over. Okay? The middle leaf, the tiomet, from the Lashon Teomim, twin, right, is the last leaf which comes out of the spine. You see the spine gets thinner and thinner. And I pulled these guys down here. This is the last leaf that branches off. You got that? So that means that is the end of the spine. This is the tiomet. The tiomet goes up, 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 up. It's two double leaves glued together. You got it? That's where the action is. That's what you want to check for. What do you want to check for? First thing that you want to check for is nechlak. Is it split? Is it split? I'll tell you three opinions about how much it can be split. Obviously, if you can get one that ain't split at all, it's totally closed, segur till the top, that's the best. That's majum mahajan. That's what you're looking for. It's not easy to find it. That's what you see people doing like this for, you know, like that all for hours at end. That's what they're looking for. The truth is, if it's split, it's still okay. The most lenient opinion, which is the Ramah, says that as long as this tiomet is not split all the way down to the shidra, it's kosher. It's fine. Okay? There's a more stringent opinion. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the opinion that says if, as soon as the majority of this, let's say that would be about here, right, is split, 51%, rubo kakulo, it's if the whole thing is split, it's also no good. Okay? The most stringent opinion says, that's the opinion of the Taz, right? Tur Zahav, the Taz says that as soon as it's split one tefach, 10 centimeters, 4 inches approximately, then you have a problem, it's pasul. Okay? So, let's take a look if our guy makes the grade or not. Somebody give me your hand like that. Ready? No, in other words, put it like this. At the, put it, this part of your hand at, above the tip. No, no, like this. Flat, right. With the tip. Actually, we'll do it underneath, otherwise it hits my meaning. Sorry, there we go. So let's assume that that's the, I'm going to start splitting it. I'm not going to split it. I'm going to show you how much it's already split. See that? It goes past his hand. It's a little more than 4 centimeters. According to the Taz, this would be pasul.
Get out.
Now, there are more lenient opinions, but right now, when the whole world's your oyster, and you can go and choose any lulav you want, try and go for a lulav, which is not split at all, which is hard. You pay a lot of money. That's what people pay a lot of money for. But as long as it's split less than a tefach, you're fine. Okay? You got it?
Got it.
Now, why do you need those other things? Because if you're in the middle of the holiday and it's split, you know, your roommate was, you know, playing with it or something like that, and it's split, so you don't necessarily have to run out and buy a new lulav. You can go ask your rav, knowing that there are more lenient opinions, as long as it's not split most of the way. Okay? Or even, according to the Ramah, all the way, so then you're good to go. You're okay. But right now, try and get yourself a tiomet, which is closed all the way to the top, or at least less than a tefach. Okay, moving right along. Any questions before we move on? Now, this is a subcategory of nechlach. Sometimes it's split, small amount, not enough that it would be a problem, but it's split in a way where it's like running away from each other. The two ends are diverging radically. That's what's called a kehemnik. A hemnik was an old-time pliers that the Rosh and the Sofrim scribes used to use. Like this, right? And if you see the end of your lulav is split, even a small amount, but there it's like jutting out away from each other, even a few millimeters, the whole thing's pasul. Okay, that's called the kehemnik, and that's one of the things you see people looking for, spending a lot of time looking for. I'll show you a picture. Here's a picture. It's actually a very easy to see picture. All right. If you ever see it split, and you're thinking, wow, those two do not look like they're... Because normally, if they're split, like this one, you didn't know it was split until I moved it open, right? Right? This, you can see it's running away from each other. The two, the angles are different. So this is possible even the smallest amount. Now, the fact is, if you can close it, like if you shake it or you put it down, you put, apply a little pressure, and it closes up, so then it's not a kehemnik. It's when you push them, when you shake it or you put a little pressure on it, they won't touch. I don't mean you bend it. You can bend anything. It's only vegetation. But if you gently put them together and they still are not touching, then you got a problem. Basically, if you see anything that looks like this kehemnik, see your nearest Orthodox rabbi. I don't mean me, by the way. I'm not a post-second Dalit meaning. I know what the issues are usually, but you want to go to a Kwalwasser, Duty, and go to others. Okay. Take a look here. Let's find out if this guy's a kehemnik. Find the tiomet. Now, if you look carefully, you'll see at the end, the two leaves are diverging. They don't lie flat against each other. You see that? However, you put a little pressure on them, right? They basically touch. I wouldn't posken on this one, because you see the tip there?
Yeah.
See how the tip, like, just at the end, it kind of goes like that?
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't posken on this one. And personally, if I saw it, I wouldn't pick it. Right. It might be. I don't want to, you know, say what's in
heart.
You, maybe after the chag, you can ask Rav Duty to give you all the ones he didn't sell. By the way, don't split any of them. I want to split because I found one that was already a little bit split. I didn't want Rav Duty to come to me afterwards. And, okay. I get in a lot of trouble. Right. So listen, there's another issue that comes up. This was the main issue. That's the main thing you look for. There's another issue that comes up. It's not so common. I'll mention it. It's called nektan. Nektan literally means... Katun, it's cut off, lopped off, which is a problem in the Hadassim, it's a problem in the Lulavim, it's a problem in the Rabbis, it's a problem for Etrog, obviously. Nektam is rare, it happens through handing, it's not because it grew that way, it's if somebody played with a machete or explosives or something, or in the box it got banged. You just look, you pick up your Lulav, you take a look, you find the tiomet, which is the first thing you want to do anyways, and you look, and if it has nice little shpitzim, nice little needles at the end, so you know there's no problem. As soon as you see that, hey, wait a minute, it looks like it got broken off, right? Then you want to ask a question about it. If it's obvious that it's broken up, then don't even bother asking questions. Then it's possible and you want to burn it, right? If you have any question whatsoever, it might be okay. There is a way to check this little tiny hole at the end that you can check with a microscope to see if it's been cut off or not. At that point, you want to ask a rabbi. Now, with regard to straightness, this is a beautifully perfect, that's mamish, gorgeous straight, okay? It doesn't have to be that straight. The straighter it is, the better. It's mahajan. However, technically speaking, if it's akum, if it's crooked, to either the sides, or what's called the funav. Here's the spine, right? So the funav, then it's puzzle, as soon as it's ghoul. This doesn't really help, by the way. I mean, it might help you, but I can see through the fingers. If it's bent like a scythe, notice it literally comes up. It literally comes up and it's like it's bent over to this degree. Or this amount, then it's puzzle. I've never seen one like that in my whole life. All right? They probably don't even bother putting them in the boxes if they're going to grow it, like with a deformation like that. You will find them like this. This is very common. You'll find the loving that have a slight bend to them, almost like a bow before it's been strung up. All right? That's fine. It's not as mahajan as getting it perfectly straight, but it's not a puzzle. It's not a psul. Okay. Any questions before we go on? Sometimes the top of the tiomet or the top leaves next to the tiomet are kafuf, they're bent over, right? What Rashi says is like a hunchback. If it's bent over so much that the head of the leaf hooks back down like a hook, you have a problem. If it's the tiomet, burn it, right? Don't pick it in the first place, okay? If it's not the tiomet, if it's the other leaves, it's a whole machloket, it has to be the majority or not, how much does it have to be kafuf? Generally avoid it. I will tell you it's very common. You can go in any one of his boxes and you'll find, I don't know, one out of every four is probably bent to some extent or another. It's very common. I don't have one here, but I'll show you a picture. I can find it. You want to avoid it. It doesn't necessarily make it basul. If it's in the tiomet, stay away from it. Here you go. Kafuf ka'agmon. Bent over like a hunchback. Bam. That you don't want. It's very common though. You'll see now. You'll pick up on these things. Okay. Now, something that Rav Dudi knows this stuff. You can ask him. By the way, when you ask Rav Dudi, he won't want to posker for you on any of the stuff he sells, because he's no gabba gabba, right? So he'll tell you, I think it looks okay. Ask a rabbi. But he's very humble about it, so he plays it safe. Okay. Sometimes the end of your tiomet is kavutz. Kavutz means wrinkled or wavy. Okay? And I'll show you, I have one right here. This guy right here, take a look. You see that? How it's wavy at the end? Can you see it? I'll make it closer. There's no reason you can't have it nice and clean. You see how it's wavy at the end?
It's charming. Pretty cool.
You got it?
It's amazing. That's it.
Okay, I'm glad you're excited about it. That you should ask a question on. It's very common, by the way. I tell you, one out of every three is wavy. It's very common. It doesn't necessarily make it pasul. You should ask a question. If it's wavy to the extent where it's going back and forth, like on itself, I have a picture there.
Yeah.
Like that, then it's probably pasul and you don't want it. If it's wavy like the one that I just showed you, where it doesn't go back and forth like that, but it just kind of snakes up a little bit, it's probably fine. Obviously, the straighter you can get it, no questions asked, much simpler. Let's give you two last issues. Do we do Yavesh? We didn't do Yavesh, right? Yavesh means?
Dry.
So generally speaking, your lulav is not going to be dry. It's not going to be a problem. A lulav Yavesh, that's psul, is when the majority of the leaves are white. Not like this, but even worse than this, like white dry. Okay? That's very unlikely unless you leave it out in the sun and a lot for 5 days, the last day of the chag. Yeah, so the majority might be gone. What does happen sometimes is the tiomet, the very, very end, starts to dry out. If your tiomet gets white dry, it's a whole big machloket, causing issues mako, most poskim or machmir. You might have a real problem. You have to take it to a rub. Don't buy one now if you see it drying out, because you'll for sure have a problem. Okay? Dry once again means white dry. If you were to take your nail, it would like crumble. Right?
Good.
You got that? So you want to stay away from that. Last thing I want to talk to you about is an issue that's really dependent on minhag. It's a very big machloket that has not been decided, so it's come down to the issue of minhag, and that's this thing here.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. It's what's called kara. Kara, you see all this stuff on the back? This one there, you see all that red stuff on the back? Which naturally glows, it's very nice, beautiful. Sometimes it grows up and it covers the end. See how it covers the end? See that? There's red stuff on the very end of your tiyomet. If your tiyomet is covered with that red stuff, okay? Yes, and by the way, it looks like Nate Shore, that's true. It might not be as holy. The whole big question if it's kasher or not. Just a little joke to keep them awake, is that right? It wasn't funny, right? What's the problem with it? It looks fine, right? What's the soil? It has a little red stuff. Who cares? You can't see what's underneath. And it might be that there's a hennik underneath. And if you rip it off, you might cause it to split. So so it's come down to an issue of minhag. If your rav or your father, if he's binyanim, has the minhag not to take it, which is a very common minhag, not to touch it, then you should not take it. Even though it might be underneath, it's totally fine. Okay? If your rav says no, it's okay, you can take it. He has the minhag that it's fine, then you can take it. Ask your father. I'm curious what he does. If you don't have a rav, who's your posek? So then go to Rav Kowalasser, being in the yeshiva, I guess he would be the yeshiva's posek. I personally do take them, but I'm not your posek, so you can't ask me. But that's an issue of minhag. Anybody have any questions about the dal, about the lulav? Not about the dal meaning, about the lulav. There are other issues, but those are the most common things that come up.
Rav Kowalasser, when you be the posek at the school?
Oh, yeah. The Jews, I don't know exactly how it works. The kitchen and kosher and stuff, they usually... Either one. They work together. They're very close.
Do you start?
Not quite. We started with questions. Any questions?
Starting next.
Start again? Want to do it again?
No, so you start
another
group, no?
What?
Another group, no?
Isn't this the fifth one?
Fourth.
What did you not get so far?
I got Steve.
Okay, so you guys head over to, from the Tanel Shiru.
Okay.
Your